Get ready to hear the truth about America. A new show that isn't allergic to the facts. The Bold Conservative. Now, here's your host, James Ledbetter.
Good morning to all my bold conservatives out there. It is the 31st, the last day of December. That means we're about to roll into a new year, 2020. Are you ready? Are you ready for Trump to be reelected? Well, today we're talking about the impeachment efforts and how they have failed. The Democrats have literally failed in their efforts to impeach Donald Trump. Hold on to your MAGA hats. This is the Bold Conservative Show. So the Democrats have literally failed in their primary objective in their impeachment efforts. And Rush Limbaugh was talking about this yesterday. After 3 years, think about this long and hard, okay? After 3 years of more money and more investigators and more bias and more abuse of the American bureaucracy than any American can ever remember, they've got nothing. They're empty-handed, and they come with their hands empty. Empty. They have nothing, folks. The Democrats' impeachment effort, which began before Donald Trump was even inaugurated, has officially backfired. That's right, folks. You can mark this up. You are seeing history being made as we speak. It has officially backfired. They've been after President Trump since he came down that escalator in Trump Tower and officially declared he was running for president. Since that day, they have been trying to get him to quit running. Then he won. Then since day one after he won, they've been trying to impeach him. Before he was even voted for, they were talking about impeaching him. So here's the thing, okay? All the Democrats, all the lefties out there in Twitter land, how do you feel? How do you feel knowing that you thought that this insane thing that the Democrats have been putting all of Americans through has failed you? Has failed you and everybody that you stand for and everybody that you consider your friend. It has failed you. Trump is still your president. The impeachment is not official until it goes through the Senate. You have failed. And who do you have to blame for that? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you have Eric Swalwell, you have Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, you blame them. You blame all of them because they have failed you. They have fed you lies for 3.5 years, making you think that this was going to change anything. This has not only grew Trump's base. Trump's base has grown massively. The support for Trump has grown massively, even some Democrats. So you ask yourself, what did this get you? Absolutely nothing. You get nothing. Nada. Nit. So here's the thing. The objective all along, beginning with Trump-Russia collusion, beginning with all the shenanigans during the campaign, the objective all along, and there are many branches of this primary objective. The primary objective has been to separate Trump voters from Trump. The primary objective has been to convince Trump voters they made a mistake. The primary objective had been to persuade Trump voters that he is a bad guy and that is no good for them and not good for the country. Though Trump supporters see through the facade, they see through this wall that the Democrats are trying to build in between Trump supporters and Donald Trump. We see that Trump economy is growing. We see that there are more jobs than Obama ever created. Let's think long and hard about this for a minute. Trump has created more jobs in 21 months than Obama did in 8 years. And I'm just telling you how it is. I mean, the Democrats listening, they can cry and be triggered all they want to, but see, the facts still remain. Regardless of how triggered you are, regardless of how much you cry, it does not matter. Trump has won, and he is going to win again. He is still your president, and your objective has failed. To all you Democrats out there, this objective has failed. It has failed royally, and now it is in the backfire stages. That's right. Nancy Pelosi will not send the paperwork, the official paperwork, to the Senate because she knows they have failed. They have no evidence of anything. They can't prove that Trump broke any laws. See, what is required for impeachment? These are the things that are required for impeachment. He has to be treasonous, or he has to have committed some high crime and misdemeanor, which he has done neither. There's no evidence that he's a traitor. He did not collude with Russia to undermine the 2016 elections. We learned that from Robert Mueller. We learned that from the IG report, that Trump did not collude with Russia, nor did any other American. The only collusion that happened was the DNC colluding with Christopher Steele, a British spy. Why aren't we investigating that? We are. We are investigating that. Durham is investigating that. William Barr is investigating that. And they know this. This is why they are trying to undermine Trump and Trump's base before all these reports start coming out. Because somebody is going to be held accountable for all of this. This impeachment facade, this impeachment farce that we've been put through, the Russia hoax, all of this nonsense. And the people are fed up with the same rot gut garbage from the Democrats that have been displayed for 3 straight weeks now. The Democrats' crucial problem is simple. Trump did not commit a crime. Trump has not engaged in impeachable offenses. They can't name one. They can't cite one. There are none. Yet they still voted to impeach Donald Trump. How sad the Democrat Party has become. When we impeached Bill Clinton, we impeached him because he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. He committed several. There was a reason to impeach him. And it still backfired on the Republicans after the impeachment. How much more so do you think it's going to backfire on the Democrats in 2020 for impeaching a president for no reason at all? But you have the Twitter dummies. I'm just, each day that I go on, I'm so tempted just to just let my Twitter go and not even worry about Twitter anymore. Because Twitter is ran by idiots. Twitter is full of idiots. Idiots that claim that you're racist with no evidence of you ever doing anything racist. It doesn't matter. You're still racist because you voted for Donald Trump. That, to them, makes you a racist, which is insane. After 3 years of money and investigations and bias and abuses of American bureaucracy, abuses of power, the Democrats literally blamed all of these things on President Trump. And their objective has failed. They can't face the music. Donald Trump won in 2016. Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And I'm still convinced, after seeing all of the videos of people voting illegally, I'm still convinced that Hillary Clinton did not get the popular vote. I don't care what anybody says. I have seen Project Veritas go in and attempt to vote under the name Marshall Mathers. As you know, Marshall Mathers is Eminem. He didn't have ID. And he told them he didn't have ID, and they said it didn't, and they even knew who Marshall Mathers was. They knew he wasn't Marshall Mathers. Yet they still told him it was okay. All he had to do was sign his name and vote, and then the Project Veritas guy that was doing it said, no, that's okay. I have all I need. He got it all on video of them wanting to let him vote under the name of whatever name he wanted to vote under, which is insane. But I digress. So here's the thing. They've got nothing. They have nothing, and they've never had anything. Here's what they do have. They've got hearsay. They have their hate, they have their rage. They have their triggered psychosis. They have their insanity. That's what they have. They do not have evidence of any crimes. They do not have any evidence of anything. Yet they still voted to impeach the President of the United States simply because they don't like him. They have now persuaded Trump voters. They have not persuaded Trump voters that they've made any mistake. They have, in fact, cemented Trump voters and glued Trump voters even more solidly to Trump. So everybody that voted for Trump will vote for Trump again. Anybody who didn't vote for Trump will, some of them will vote for Trump again. So they have ruined any chance of winning in 2020. Not only the presidency, but I estimate and I predict that they will lose the House in 2020. They have not done what they said they were going to do. And they made promises to their base, the Democrats have, that they were going to remove Trump from office. That was their main objective, was to get rid of the orange man. So here's the thing. It is worse than the Democrats. It is worse than that for the Democrats. Because the impeachment campaign has actually created Trump supporters out of people who were ambivalent. That's right. They have created Trump supporters out of Democrats. And I mean, Think about it. Who in their right mind would vote for these insane left nut jobs after this insane spectacle that they put us through? I mean, if you look at the impeachment inquiries, look at all of the witnesses. All of them were saying what they thought. When asked by Matt Gaetz, do any of you have any evidence of anything Trump has done to break the law? Raise your hand. Not a single one raised their hand. Why? Because there is no evidence of any crime. In a court of law, if this was presented in a court of law, they would have lost the case right then. The case would have been dismissed and everybody would have went home. And this, and the really sad part about this, folks, is some of these Democrats in the Congress are actually lawyers. They went to law school and learned United States law. They learned the law in their states. They know the law. They know the Constitution. Yet they literally overstep the Constitution to impeach a president for no reason at all. So, I mean, Trump's still their president. There's nothing they can do about it. There's nothing they can do about it. As evidence that this is fully backfiring on them so big, this is the evidence that I have for you. There's various responses by the Democrats and mainstream media amid deeply problematic poll numbers for Trump's opponents. Trump's opponents' poll numbers are so low, they're not even on the charts, man. Trump's approval numbers are high today than they ever were. After impeachment, he has raised so much money, in fact, that the Democrats are confused. And they're even higher today than Obama's approval numbers were in the exact same point in his administration. The polling data run by the drive-by media shows support for impeachment is plummeting. More and more each day that this insane charade goes on. For the first time, I'm not sure if y'all are aware of the Quinnipiac Pact. I don't know how to pronounce that poll. Yesterday, 51 of registered voters, not even likely registered voters, oppose impeachment. These are registered voters. Registered voters, 51% oppose impeachment. And the Washington Post posted this, and I'm going to cite this. This, and you know, Washington Post is a far-left news publication. House Democrat leaders are bracing for some defections among a group of moderate Democrats in swing districts who are concerned a vote to impeach Trump could cost them their seats in November. Imagine that. You have a Democrat that's in a seat that's representing a bunch of Trump supporters, people that voted for Trump. You look at these people and you tell them you're going to vote to impeach the president that they elected. That's not going to go well. That's not ever going to go well. And some Democrats, and this is from Star Political, I wrote today, reports say that some Democrats fear impeachment efforts could haunt them in 2020. Following the House vote on two articles of impeachment earlier this month, an exact timeline of when the trial in the upper chamber will begin remains in the air. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has come under fire for getting cold feet on impeachment. She's demanded concessions in exchange for the articles. What does that mean? She demands that the Senate try the impeachment the way she wants them to, the way that Congress did, with these insane people that they called as witnesses who had no evidence of any crime. She wants them to be able to testify. She don't want them to investigate Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and his extortion efforts on Ukraine. These are her demands. She has nothing to say about the Senate whatsoever. She's done her part. She's lied and she's cheated and she stole everything to get this going. Now it's out of her hands and it's in the Senate's hands. And here's the thing. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said this. Some House Democrats imply they are withholding the articles for some kind of leverage so they can dictate the Senate process to senators. I admit, I'm not sure what leverage there is in refraining from sending us something we do not want, Mitch McConnell said. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants these articles. Keep them. Keep them. And let me tell you why. Because Trump is not officially impeached until the Senate gets to try the president on impeachment. Until President Trump gets to defend himself. Until President Trump's lawyers get to speak. The impeachment is not real. The impeachment is a fantasy. But you still have these people on Twitter running around talking about he's still impeached. No, he's not. He's not officially impeached until it goes through the Senate. Period. Once it goes through the Senate and the Senate either convicts him or acquits him, the impeachment is dead in the water. And some say that Nancy Pelosi will eventually give in and send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. I'm not sure which one she'll decide to do, but here's the thing. Either way, this has hurt the Democrats. According to an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, Republicans may be assuming House Speaker Nancy Pelosi even wants a trial. So we're just assuming that she even wants the trial to go. Basically, all they wanted was to make Trump look bad. They knew that they would never get him removed from office. You need the Senate for that. So we're just apparently, like the Wall Street Journal says, we are assuming that she even wants a trial. Kimberly Stressel questioned who Democrats would want to hold one, or would they even want to hold one. This is going to make the Democrats look bad, folks. I think Nancy Pelosi knows that. Think long and hard about this for a minute. The whole time during Trump's presidency, she's been opposed to impeachment. All of a sudden, this Ukraine nonsense comes into the light. All of a sudden, she's ready to impeach. Come on, folks. It don't work that way. People don't change their mind like that. Think about the lack of evidence that there is that Trump has even done anything wrong. Nancy Pelosi knew this before we did, yet she still somehow just changed her mind overnight and wanted to impeach the President of the United States. Think about this. She claimed the inquiry was riddled with procedural gamesmanship and shifting definitions of high crimes. It's possible Democrats could go after more evidence of alleged wrongdoings before transmitting the articles, which could potentially drag into the 2020 elections. If that's the strategy being pursued, however, it's likely their plan would still backfire. I mean, think about this for a minute. They have nothing. Think about what Jonathan Turley said during the impeachment inquiries. One of my favorite quotes was this, and this is what Jonathan Turley, the professor of law at George Washington University, said. If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is indeed an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power. You're doing precisely what you're criticizing the president for doing. We have a third branch that deals with conflicts of the other two branches. And what comes out of there and what you do with it is the very definition of legitimacy. That was my favorite quote from Jonathan Turley, a very, very intelligent man, who wasn't afraid to get up there and speak the truth, regardless of what everybody else was saying. So there are a lot of Democrats out there that are scared to death that they have ruined their chances of keeping the House. For some reason, they think that they're going not only to keep the House, but somehow they're going to, with the lineup that they have, they're going to beat Trump in 2020 and gain the White House. And they think they're going to take the Senate. After all of this garbage that they've put us through, they seem to think that they're going to gain seats in the Senate. They're going to lose seats in the Senate, lose seats in Congress, and they will never beat President Trump. Even when they cheated in 2016, they still didn't beat him. They blackmailed all of the social media sites into blocking Trump supporters from speaking the truth by calling them Russian bots. If you speak the truth and you speak highly of President Trump, they like to label you a Russian bot, regardless. And that's where the Russian bot things come in. Sure, there were Russian bots. There was interference in the election as far as that went, but there wasn't any votes changed from efforts in Russia. People were making their own decisions, their own choices. We voted for President Trump because we knew he's what we needed in the presidency. After the Senate acquitted Bill Clinton during his impeachment trial in 1999, his approval ratings soared. The same fate could befall President Trump, as it's virtually impossible the upper chamber will have 2/3 majority needed to remove him from office. That's right. The majority of Senate has to vote to remove him from the office. Plus, you have to have Mike Pence vote to remove him from office, and that's not going to happen. So they failed. And there's my evidence to you that this impeachment thing has failed. Sure, they can all run around like idiots and say, oh, he's forever impeached. Okay. By words. Show me the paperwork. Show me where it's official. I want to see the official documents saying that Trump is officially impeached. Show them to me. Can you do that? It could potentially boost his reelection chances, which is a sentiment that has been echoed by Republicans on Capitol Hill and everybody else. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I thank you all for listening. Please feel free to support our work on Patreon by going to patreon.com/theboldconservative. There you'll find stuff that I don't post anywhere but on there. I thank you all for listening. All of you have a great day.
Before we let you go, take a moment to consider one of our sponsors. Rogue Energy was founded in January of 2017 to be the best performance drink in the world. The founders of Rogue Energy have developed a premium nootropic stack in the form of a delicious energy and focus drink. It is designed to replace unhealthy canned energy drinks, coffee, and even traditional pre-workouts that can cost you an arm and a leg and can be a big drain to your budget. I order them in bulk and drink them daily. The mix is easy to make and has the effects of coffee with a kick. I mix a drink when I first wake up, and that gets me going with my day. I recommend the watermelon flavor. One tub gives you 30 servings. Rogue Energy is super and sugar-free and is loaded with vitamins, antioxidants, and nootropics. The founders designed Rogue Energy for the emerging professional and competitive gaming market, and it continues to have fantastic carryover and success with students, athletes, entrepreneurs, and anyone looking to optimize their mental and physical performance. You can get there by using the link in the description. Also, during checkout, use the promo code BOLDWITHJAMES and get an additional 10% off of your order. Order your Rogue Energy kits today.